AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, Pakistan is wagging its finger at the U.S. over the drone strike there that accidentally killed an American hostage and an Italian. Pakistan is sending its condolences but calls drone strikes risky. Pakistan has been complaining about U.S. drone strikes in its territory for years. President Obama says there was no indication that civilians were present at that site. The nation gets its first black woman attorney general next week when Loretta Lynch is sworn in. Our Jerry Bodlander was there when the Senate confirmed her yesterday.
Lynch was confirmed as the nation's 83rd attorney general by a vote of 56 to 43. That's the lowest number of yes votes for an attorney general since Michael Mukasey was confirmed with 53 votes in 2007. 10 Republicans joined with every Democrat and the two independents in voting for Lynch. The only senator who didn't vote was Ted Cruz of Texas, though he did voice his opposition to her confirmation during the debate.
Trouble at a high school musical performance in Indiana last night. A stage filled with students collapsed during a musical performance at Westfield High School. At least 12 people hurt, one of them critically.
Everyone just kind of went towards the stage and kind of just got really chaotic.
The student was trying to help.
The police and the firemen were trying to get everyone out of there because there was a lot of people just like me trying to get down there and help. And I know everyone was trying to help, but it was pretty clustered.
We still don't know how a black man died while in the custody of police in Baltimore, but we're now learning that a witness has told police that Freddie Gray was moving around, kicking and making noises until the police van carrying him arrived at the station. This is AP Radio News. More ice creams coming off the shelves because of Listeria. Here's our Ed Donahue.
Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams of Ohio is recalling its frozen products. Health officials in Nebraska found Listeria in a sample of Jenny's ice cream. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there are no known illnesses linked to Jenny's products. It's not clear if there is a connection to the detection of Listeria in Bluebell ice cream products. It is linked to 10 illnesses in 4 states and 3 deaths. Listeria isn't commonly found in ice cream since the bacteria can't grow at freezing temperatures. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The NBA is in Cuba teaching Cubans how to play basketball, NBA style. The flags of Cuba and the U.S. flew at the Havana University where the 4-day training camp began yesterday. Former MVP Steve Nash and Dikembe Mutombo were among the legends who sank baskets yesterday in Havana. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.